USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The CDC is now telling Americans what kind of COVID mask they should wear. The federal agency yesterday recommending the N95 or K95 masks, saying they offer the best protection against the coronavirus. The latest CDC guidance is calling for wearing the most protective mask you can get, as long as it fits well, and that you will wear it constantly. A leader of a far-right extremist group is among those who appeared before a Texas judge yesterday. Charges relating to last year's Capitol riot. Stuart Rhodes, who heads up the Oath Keepers, is facing a seditious conspiracy charge after he was arrested in Texas. Another defendant facing the same charge also made a court appearance yesterday after being arrested in Arizona. And this is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Secretary of Transportation says after the infrastructure bill was recently signed into law, monies are already flowing towards a lot of projects like bridge improvements across America. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Improvements to the nation's bridges are on the agenda under a program made possible by President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. Speaking in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Friday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg touts how the bridge program formula will improve the nation.
Now, with the size and the scale of the bridge program that we're launching today, we're going to be able to fix off-system and on-system bridges in rural, urban, suburban, and tribal areas alike. And that's going to make life better for people across the country by the millions.
I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge is banning pharma bro Martin Shkreli from participating in the pharmaceutical industry for life. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Jeffrey Epstein's cohort, Ghislaine Maxwell, will face sentencing this summer as the judge in her sex abuse trial has said Maxwell will be sentenced on June 28th. The longtime friend of the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein faces up to 65 years for sex trafficking. Maxwell's lawyers are pushing for the guilty verdict to be thrown out after two jurors spoke about their own experiences with sexual abuse during the deliberations. A former White House advisor to ex-President Barack Obama is pleading guilty to wire fraud. Yesterday, District of New York U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said Seth Andrew pleaded guilty to stealing from a school that he had helped create. Andrew allegedly stole $218,000 from Democracy Prep Public Schools and now faces the possibility of up to 20 years behind bars. And today marks the 13th anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson. That's, of course, when a U.S. Airways jet struck a flock of birds while taking off from New York's LaGuardia Airport. The plane's captain, the now famous Sully Sullenberger, managed to land that plane with 155 people on board safely in the Hudson River. Many remember seeing the passengers standing on the wings and the rafts of the jet as commuter ferry boats were helping bringing them to shore. And this is USA Radio News.